Adam, you must be in high spirits going into the game against Hendon because you're effectively four games unbeaten.
Yeah, we certainly are. We're on a good run of form. You know, I said to the lads, we had a back-to-back defeats, and I said November was going to be a big month for us. And like you say, so far, the lads have responded well with some good performances against some top-quality sides as well. So, yeah, we're going with no fear. We're definitely the underdogs, but like you say, we're in a good run of form, so we'll be slightly confident as well.
So morale in the dressing room must be quite high then?
Yeah, it certainly is. And I just think when you've got such a young squad, if you can get the morale high and get them into a habit of winning games of football, you know, it really does bode well. Like I say, the spirits are high, so there's a good squad forming. And, you know, it is quite young, so there's going to be ups and downs. But, you know, if you can get them on a run, it can be hard to break down.
You're very good away from home because you've beaten Dulwich in the FA Cup on their own turf. You beat Chatham in the last round. You beat Whiteleaf on their 3G pitch a week or so ago. So you must go in with some confidence you're going to beat Hendon.
Yeah, I mean, for some reason we seem to, whether it's the personnel we got or the, you know, the setup, the shape that we're playing, the formation we're playing, it suits us well, better away from home. But our away form is good this year. So, yeah, like I say, we've also, at the same time, lost 6 to Chelmsford, although they're 2 leagues above. Just shows you that with a young sort of squad like we got, you know, there's still that bit there that we can be vulnerable at times as well. So that's why I'm pleased with the clean sheets lately. Although we conceded 2 against Whiteleaf, you know, we showed great character to come back. Yeah, we're going to any game now confident. And like I said to you before, if you've got young lads, you know, enjoying their football and looking forward to the next game, it bodes well.
Have you had your spies out on Hendon?
No, not really, only myself, doing my bits on YouTube, just looking at sort of the shape they play and just noting some bits down on certain individuals and stuff like that. That's all really. I try and speak to my brother-in-law at Bognor to try and obviously Danny Blore at Lewis as well, just for a bit of an insight from them as well. But yeah, the internet's a wonderful thing, so you can do a bit of your own scouting and see a little bit about them. So, you know, they've got bags of quality, and if they hit top form and we're not at top form, you know, it's gonna be a really tough game. But you know, if they go into it taking us lightly in any way, then we've got to be ready to capitalise on that. And that's all I said to them at Dulwich, and it seemed to go well there.